Welcome to Vegas Dave's Dive.
Hello everyone, Vegas Dave Consolazio here. Thank you so much for joining me. The topic I want to go over first today centers around the big unit, Randy Johnson. In Saturday's game against Atlanta, he struck out 10 batters. Now that in itself isn't all that interesting. What makes it interesting is the fact this was the 210th time in his career that he struck out 10 or more batters in a game. 210 times. Just think for a second how many, you know, professional pitchers don't even pitch 210 games. Let alone strike out 10 batters or more 210 times. That's behind only Nolan Ryan, who accomplished the feat 215 times. And it got me to thinking, you know, I've had this conversation with friends of mine, pretty much anybody who will listen, which happens to be you today. It's incredible, you know, when you take a minute to stop and think about how dominant of a pitcher Randy Johnson was. And somewhat still is today. I mean, he's definitely lost, you know, lost a step, but he's lost quite a bit of steps, considering he used to strike out, around 350 batters a season when he was pitching for Arizona the first time around. But you take a look at his career stats as of this moment. 3,900 innings pitched, 288 wins, 4,663 strikeouts, a 3.24 ERA, and a 1.17 whip. That's walks and hits per innings pitched. That is a hell of a line for any pitcher. The 4,663 strikeouts is third all-time. He's only 9 strikes away from passing Roger Clemens to hit the second of all-time mark, which he should absolutely do this season. He could do it in the next game. Obviously, he's still capable of striking out 10 a game. He'll be turning 45 this September. And, you know, obviously age is catching up to him, which frustrates me because he's only 12 wins away from becoming the 24th member of the 300-win club in baseball. And it's an especially elusive thing nowadays, because you look back to many of the early members of the 300-win club who used to pitch daily. And this was before bullpens. This was before middle relievers and closers. You just went out there and pitched. This was before 100 pitches, we better take you out, your arm is tired. You just went out there and pitched, win or lose. Nowadays, with so much emphasis put on pitch count to make sure that, you know, arms aren't injured, and with so much emphasis put on middle relief to, you know, bring in fresh arms, bring in a guy who can, you know, throw harder in the 6th, 7th, 8th, you know, and then segue to the closer in the 9th. It's extremely hard to get 300 wins. Almost impossible. I mean, you know, at this stage, you basically have to, or I should say at this point in time, you basically have to start in the major leagues as a 20 or 21 year old for a team that hits the ball exceptionally well. So, and will continue to do so for the duration of your time on that team. So basically, you have to be a 20 or 21 year old that comes up through the Yankees system or the Boston Red Sox system. Either you could say the Cleveland Indians, teams that perennially hit the ball well. And you have to, right off the bat, dominate and pick up 18 wins a season right off the bat and just start chipping away at that 300 win number. And that's why a lot of people say we'll never see a 300 game winner again. I disagree with that. I think we'll see it at some point. But Randy Johnson really is the last of this era that has a legitimate shot at it. And maybe it's not that legitimate. He's turning 45, like I said, and he's still 12 wins away. And he's faced a lot of injury problems over the last couple years. So, you know, I mean, say he picks up another 6 to 8 this season, he's still going to have to pick up another 6 next season at 46. You know, I don't know how realistic that is. But, you know, I just wanted to take a minute to, you know, go just take a look at that career again. 3,900 innings pitched, 288 wins, 4,663 strikeouts, 3.24 ERA, 1.17 WHIP. Absolutely phenomenal. Obviously a first ballot Hall of Famer. And the crazy thing about it too, when you is when you consider the fact that he was in the AL for 12 seasons, and he's second all time in strikeouts. Like I said, when he finally made his way to the NL and pitched for teams like Houston and Arizona, he started striking out over 300 consistently because of all those pitcher at-bats. And it's just amazing to think, you know, suppose this guy had come up through the system of an NL team and he had that extra 12 seasons of a free 50 strikeouts. Amazing. He is absolutely one of, if not the most dominant pitchers of our era, or of my era anyway. And, you know, hats off to him for the feat today. And I'd like to see him keep succeeding. As, you know, I'm not particularly a Diamondback fan or anything like that. I just love good pitching. And this guy has defined it for many years. And even as his game has waned off, he could still go out there and get 10 Ks in a game. So, hats off to him. My second point is Gary Bettman, who is the commissioner of hockey. He gave a state of the sport address today. He had a few points, one of which is teams will now play every other team, which is great. Currently, you have 8 games against each of your division opponents. You have 4 games against each conference opponent. And then you play 1 game against 10 of the 15 teams in the other conference. It's too much. 8 games against a division opponent. Initially, the idea was to create more of a rivalry or something like that. But it just, it doesn't necessarily get you sick of the same opponents. But, you know, you don't need 8 games against a team to have a rivalry. I mean, I can hate the Ducks just as easily playing them 4 times or 6 times as a Kings fan, you know. So there, it appears he says that that's going to be the case. So it appears they're either going to go to 7 games against division and have 1 less against the conference, or 6 games against the division, which would be ideal for me, and then 3 more against conference teams. But either way, it should definitely be an improvement. The other point he made was talking about how goalie pads will be discussed. They're talking about, you know, making goalie pads smaller. And this is just another point, or I should say it's another thing pointing to the fact that Gary Bettman's an idiot. I mean, the first, the you know, thing that crowned him an idiot was signing the contract with Versus instead of ESPN. Because they paid him more money, I guess. Also because they said, we'll give you prime time on Versus. OLN at the time. The Outdoor Life Network. He's talking about, you know, changing the pad size to increase scoring. The game doesn't need more scoring. The game is great the way it is. Why do I say that? Because I'm a hockey fan. If you're a hockey fan, you agree with me that the game is great. You might even say it was better before the changes they made. If you're not a hockey fan, you're not going to all of a sudden become a hockey fan because of the fact that goalie pads are, you know, shortened up a little bit and there's an extra goal or two a game. The game either interests you or not. And you know what? Maybe you would be interested in it if it were on ESPN, if you were actually exposed to it. Because when I turn on ESPN and I get done watching, you know, a professional basketball game or whatever, or I shouldn't say basketball, they're on TNT most of the time, but of course they're on ESPN too. But, you know, I get done watching, let's say, baseball tonight, and there's a commercial for the American Football League. No commercials for hockey, because hockey's over on Versus. You have to go find hockey. Who's going to go out of their way as a non-hockey fan to look for hockey? The first game of the Stanley Cup Finals was on Versus tonight. Or last night, whenever you're listening. I mean, it's ridiculous. You know, and the other thing about it, shortening pads wouldn't even make a big difference anyway. The game has moved to the point where goaltenders are so fast and so good positionally that cutting off half an inch of their pads isn't going to make too big of a difference. And, you know, it just, I don't understand how somebody so out of the loop, as far as, you know, things go in hockey, is in charge of everything. Could I do a better job? Probably not. You know, I'm sure there's plenty of paperwork involved that I would want no part of. I never did too well with paperwork in school. But I'll tell you one thing. I could sign with ESPN for less money because of the fact that I would get exposure, which is a little more important than an extra couple of dollars, to have log lifting after my hockey, you know, show. OLN versus, it frustrates me a lot. Lastly, I just want to say I apologize that I haven't taken any time to go over, you know, the basketball conference finals. The truth is, I'm not a big basketball fan. I've got nothing against basketball, especially playoff basketball is great. But the truth is, seeing as I'm not a big fan, I wouldn't do the sport justice. You know, while I'm doing this show solo and I don't have somebody to bounce my ideas off of, I don't want to ramble about a sport that I'm not that great, you know, I'm not informed about. Because you can find plenty of podcasts, you can find plenty of broadcasts on ESPN or whatever sport network you choose to go to. You can find plenty of analysis of basketball from somebody that actually knows what they're talking about. And I, first and foremost, I want to be honest. You know, I want to give my honest opinions about things, and I don't want to pretend to know about something I don't. I don't want to tell you all the reasons that the Lakers match up against the Spurs because I read about it somewhere, instead of coming up with it myself. So that's the reason why I haven't gone over these things. I mean, I'm probably going to end up having a comment or two on the finals just because it's such a big thing in the world of sports. But I just wanted to clarify, I'm not completely ignoring the fact that something bigger than hockey is going on. I understand that the basketball finals are bigger than the Stanley Cup finals. I understand that. But I don't want to do the sport injustice. You deserve better than that, you know, and why waste everybody's time? So, that's all I've got. Thank you so much for joining me again. As always, you can email me at VegasDavesDime@gmail.com, and I will get back to you or throw your question on the air if it's a good one. So, thank you so much. I will see you next time, or you'll hear me next time. Have a good one.